the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 4-0 in conference play and 8-0 overall. Iowa visits Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We were really pleased to get a quality home win this past Saturday and happy about that and saw a lot of good things out there. And, we put that away on Sunday, and now we turn our sights to a really challenging road contest, traveling over to Indiana. They're playing really good football, and, we got a lot of work to do to get ready for this ball game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Rick Brown from Des Moines Register.
Coach, you're undefeated. You don't even have bragging rights in your own family. James's team is undefeated also. Did you get a chance to see any of his game or in his block playing fullback last night?
Actually, one of our daughters pulled it off YouTube, I guess, and sent it. So I did see it that night on the phone. But, it's our youngest boy is still the only one that's ever scored a touchdown of the males in our family. So he's got the crown right now.
When you look at James's journey, though, I mean, you said he was working at Randy's Carpets a year ago. It is a pretty remarkable story, and it's kind of a stick-with-it kind of story, isn't it?
It is, and that's something we encourage all of our guys to do that have an interest in playing pro ball is, a lot of college players really dream of that. And so he was a year out of college, and we just encourage him to continue to pursue it. He's got his whole life to work, and so he did work at Randy's Carpet and kept training in our facility and was fortunate to caught a break a year ago to be on the practice squad of the Houston Texans. And I thought he had a chance to make the team this year, didn't, and got picked up. So, it is. And if he gets cut tomorrow, he's played in X amount of 7 NFL games, and, that's more than a lot of people can say. So, at some point he's going to, like all players, he'll end up, moving on to his life's work whenever the football ends.
Thank you.
Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Ben Murphy from ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk. Obviously, a long way left to go still, but will you be peeking at all the playoff rankings when they come out tonight? And do you think it's important to be at a certain point high enough to be able to kind of keep climbing that ladder as November goes on?
Well, I'm not going to be peeking at them, quite frankly, and I didn't even know they were coming out until somebody mentioned it on Saturday. So I've got able-bodied assistants around me that provide me a little information. And it looks like if you want to have a chance to be the national champion, you got to be in the top 16. The 16th team last year in the initial poll ended up winning it all. So, the only two things I've noticed about any kind of polls at this time of year are that usually what it looks like on November 1st looks a lot different on December 1st. And then the other thing I've noticed, too, that people get caught up in that conversation, coaches and players that do tend to sink to the bottom. So, we're just going to try to get ready for Indiana. We got our hands full with them, believe me. We got a lot of challenges on our plate right now.
Did you warn your players about not getting caught up in that conversation, or is that not something you have to talk about?
Just conversation in general. Anything that might be out there, whether it's conference race or polls and all that kind of stuff. Only because, we're 2/3 of the way done with the season, but we are only halfway home on the Big Ten play, and like all teams, so we're not a conference that plays in September against each other. So it's obviously good to win more than lose, but. When it comes to really, they don't give prizes out for where you're at after 2 laps. Usually they let the runners run 4 laps, and so to focus on that stuff, we let them do it during the bye week because they had nothing else to do. But now we're back trying to get ready for a really tough game, and hopefully they're thinking about Indiana.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Coach, a lot of debate out there about time of possession, whether it matters, whether it doesn't matter. Doesn't it matter more when you're going up against a high-octane offense, assuming that you don't want to get into a shootout with a team like Indiana?
Yeah, I think there are a couple statistics that are really important. Obviously, the most important one are points. If you score more points than them, you win. And so however you choose to do that, whether it's you're going to try to outscore people or stop them, whatever, but time of possession is important, and to your point, I agree. When you do play a team that operates at a really quick tempo, is very explosive offensively like Indiana is. It's really to your benefit if you can do that, but it's easier said than done.
Coach, C.J. Beathard comes from obviously a unique family background. People say, oh, and I recognize that name from the Redskins and other places. When you get a guy like that, what kind of different intangibles does he maybe come with compared to other quarterbacks? Is there any kind of different outlook because maybe some of the coaching or help the guy's had before he gets to your program?
Yeah, I think so. And his dad's actually, he was an athlete. I'm guessing a pretty good athlete, but he's more of an accomplished musician. That's his field. And so CJ's kind of diverse in his interest. You know, he really is well ingrained with the music background as well as the football background, but a lot of football in his family. And to your point, I do believe that, it's not uncommon to see kids that grew up around football, whether, you know, his granddad was in the personnel business. He's got an uncle that's a coach and an uncle that is a personnel man also. And then a dad that's a musician. But, yeah, to be around it, I think it certainly doesn't hurt anything. And, you know, they kind of better understand not just the game itself, but just all that comes with the game. And you probably could say the same about, you know, kids that grow up where their dads were high school coaches, that type of thing. The Stoops family comes to mind for me. You know, we had three Stoops brothers play here, and their dad was a tremendous coach over in Youngstown. So, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And, you know, it's an extra benefit.
Again, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers from todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Kirk. I've been asking the other coaches kind of a general question. Obviously, you guys are playing very well. The Big Ten as a whole, ultra competitive. You look at the East. Just kind of curious on your thoughts of the overall landscape. I don't want to say, are you surprised that you're in the position you're in, but just kind of assessing where you guys are at compared to the rest and competitive balance.
Well, yeah, again, we're only halfway home right now, but our guys are playing well. Mm-hmm. I've said it publicly several times. You know, I don't know how good we are, but our guys do play hard and they play together, so that gives you a chance in any ball game. And we've made progress, so really happy about that. And you know, I've coached here a long time, and for us to have successful teams, they have to really try to maximize anything that is in front of them, and then the other thing they have to do is continue to improve. And our better teams have done that throughout the years, and then the teams that have tailed off, you know, ended up being just, you know, solid teams, not really good teams. So I think the challenge for our football team right now is to continue to work hard. The guys have done a great job of that going back to January. You know, that only gets us to November, and now we start the four-game schedule of November, and it's all about how we approach things, knowing that every game is going to be really tough. And I said that weeks ago that my guess was we could probably beat anybody, and also we could lose to anybody. And based on what I know right now, I think that's still the case.
And if I could follow up, you know, there's a lot of national talk about, you know, the job that you have done this year, the job that Jim Harbaugh has done at Michigan, too, I guess just do you feel like maybe this is one of your better coaching performances this season?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's been better or worse, but I'm having a lot of fun, I can tell you that, just because I work with a great group of guys. And it starts with our players, certainly, and that's the thing I loved about being an assistant here during the 80s. We just had, I can't tell you why, but the guys that have come through here have been a lot of fun to coach, and they're still fun to, you know, I'm going back 30-some years now, still fun to talk to those guys and be around those guys, and it's no different now the last 17 years. And the other part is I've been, you know, 26 years at this year, and I've worked with just high-quality people. And we've gone through a big change here as a staff. You know, Norm Parker retired after 13 years. Ken O'Keefe went to the NFL. So, you know, we've pretty much got a new staff here over the last 3 years, and this thing's really starting to gel, not unlike we did back in the early 2000s. And, you know, to be part of that, that's a lot of fun too. So, I'm getting a lot of great help. If we look better on the field, look better coached, then it's just probably the result of just, we got a lot of good players, and, you know, the staff's really come together in a great way, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.